In Provo, Utah, alleged assassin Tyler Robinson sat stoic, wearing a shirt, tie, and shackles. The 22-year-old accused of murdering Charlie Kirk, not audibly heard, saying anything amid a high-stakes, high-security hearing. His defense team accusing prosecutors of a conflict of interest in their office, saying a fellow attorney's daughter was in the crowd at Utah Valley University when Kirk was shot. The defense saying as the daughter ran to safety, she began texting her father, who was with the attorney that decided to pursue the death penalty.
If I had found out that my child was at an incident where somebody was shot and killed, I would have an incredibly strong emotional reaction, even if they were safe.
Robinson's attorneys claiming the decision to pursue the death penalty was fueled by emotion rather than law. Prosecutors disagreed.
This is ambush and another stalling tactic to delay these proceedings.
The judge eventually ruling the defense's argument insufficient. Robinson's charged with aggravated murder in Kirk's death, accused of using a family hunting rifle to fire the fatal shot witnessed by thousands.
And barely 24 hours after that shooting, friends and family, some of whom were in court today, convinced Robinson to turn himself in. As of right now, he's due back in court as early as next month. Tom?
All right, Morgan, thank you. We thank you for watching. And remember, stay updated on breaking news and top stories on the NBC News app or watch live on our YouTube channel.